Hey, it's Rob Bell here. We're back with another episode of Tripartisan Radio. We've got Steve Falcone in the house today representing the right side of political leanings. How you doing today, Steve?
Doing well. Thank you, Rob.
And we've got Vinny Verderosa here who's representing the leftish side of political feelings and
leftist side.
Right away, I'm talking about feelings already. How you doing, Vinny?
Okay.
And I'm definitely I was once a moderate Republican, but I find myself straying more and more left. And of course, I was a huge Bernie Sanders supporter. Unfortunately, Dan Young couldn't make it tonight. Although I hope he's listening and maybe he can call in. But we do have a lot to talk about here, guys. But before we start talking politics, I just want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor tonight, without which we wouldn't be able to do this show. The purpose of this show is to try to create a dialogue between the left and the right, which seems to be lacking in this country.
And well, we were hugging at the end of the game.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, we can kumbaya. But I'd like to just give a shout-out to our sponsor, Puro Cleanse, which is the complete auto, boat, and RV odor removal and sanitizing system. I can tell you that this is an amazing product. You know, you can eliminate from your car or your boat or any other RV or anything, smells like mold, mildew, smoke, from cigarettes, pet odors, which is hard to get out, a lot of the times. And you could even get rid of marijuana smell in case, that's something that you want to get rid of. And, what's amazing about it only takes 30 minutes to use this product. And they're so confident of their product that they actually have a buy the car back guarantee. If it doesn't remove the odor, we will buy the car back for fair market value. So you can imagine, you could go out there and buy a really stinky, smelly car, and if this product doesn't work, and, you spend a few bucks on the product, if it doesn't work, they're going to buy the car back from you. And, that's pretty amazing. So you can't beat that. So call today. It's 1-844-636-7911. And also, you can just go to www.purocleanse.com. That's PUROCLENZ. For cleanse. So anyway, thank you very much to that. So
well, I could use that.
I was gonna say anything.
I could use that because I have a lot of customers. I drive Lyft mm-hmm. every once in a while, mm-hmm. and it's nice to have a nice smell, clean smell. I had these farmers come in the other day. They just came off the farm, and it must have been manure on. I couldn't breathe. Could not breathe.
Well, you're going to have to get yourself some Puro Cleanse today. Get that product and put it in your car, my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
So, look, there's been a lot that's happened. We did a show a few weeks ago. It was a two-hour show. Today's a one-hour show. But, oh, my goodness. Seems like with the Trump administration, there's always something to talk about, Steve.
Hey, now.
What do you mean, hey, now?
That sounds like a song or something.
Yeah, but yeah.
So, where should we dive in? Well, let's see, because I have no beef with him about the hurricane. So far, he's handled that very well. He's, he freed up funds to Texas, and, this is like a 500-year event. Unbelievable flooding and the disruption. Thousands of people are out of their homes. So I have no beef with the Donald on that.
No, he didn't cause that.
He didn't cause that.
I thought it was his fault, to be honest with you.
Well,
I don't think Hillary didn't cause it either.
Hey, an interesting point on that situation in Texas. Never even thought about this because they're not used to floods like that. Haven't had them in, like you said, maybe 500 years. Most of those people, residents, don't have flood insurance.
Right. I heard that. Yeah.
That's tragic.
Right.
I mean, and I heard FEMA plans on being there for years, not months.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
And of course, Katrina was a mess that they're still recovering from.
It's still raining. They expect another 50 inches by the end of the week.
50 inches. I know, I can't even. It's biblical. It's biblical.
I tell you, get out the old ark, man. We got to build an ark.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Okay. Crazy.
All right. Now, here's my first beef. I certainly, I'm just one of three people here. So, Steve, you want to take over and you bring up the next topic. But, the president's equivocation about the Nazis and the KKK didn't go over too well with the American people. And, of course, he said that there's problems on both sides. And I think that as a president, you have to condemn the Nazis and the KKK wherever they form, wherever they meet, and whatever they do. What do you think, Steve?
Well, I agree with that. But I think he did Maybe he didn't do a very good job of it, but maybe it was a half-hearted attempt. But here's what I'll say about that. The KKK, to the best of my knowledge, and I've done some research, they have 6,000 members.
Nothing.
They're insignificant, in my opinion. They don't do anything other than raise a little hell now and then. They're not accomplishing anything. They're a hateful group. But they're insignificant. But like a lot of things, and Vin, I'll let you jump in, like a lot of things, when the media latches on to something, I'm not blaming the media, but when they latch on to something, it can trigger a lot of people to form a lot of opinions that aren't necessarily 100% accurate. I mean, they're a hate group, no doubt about it. But I think when Trump said, hey, both these sides, you know, there's blame on both sides at that particular rally because they both got violent, boy, he drew the ire of a lot of people. I didn't see it that way, but, you know, I'm a Trump supporter.
Right. No, the thing is that when these guys come into town with guns and bats and brass knuckles, I mean, it's like the West Side Story. They're coming for something. They're not just coming to say kumbaya. They're coming there to show something. And the other thing I was reading about that I think it was in the 20s, 1920 or something, or 40s. I'm sorry about the dates, but they had like 20,000 KKK march on Washington. So they're out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, maybe we got a figure of 6,000, but they're out there. And I don't see, you know, I don't see how the guys, the protesting, the hate, yes, it shouldn't get to violence. I understand that. But it's still, I don't think that you can say that there's blame on both sides. I mean, not for the incident itself.
Especially that the woman got killed with the car.
Oh, sure, that's tragic. But yeah. But just as you said, people from Antifa brought weapons and clubs and mace, and they were recently throwing bottles of urine at police officers. And I'll give you a few examples, just a counter to what Vinny's saying. In Berkeley, at college campuses all around the country, where Antifa shows up because they don't like a conservative speaker that's going to speak, they're trying to shut that voice down. They say they're anti-fascist. That is fascist to the T right there. You don't shut down free speech just because you don't agree with something someone else, their view or their opinion. So they have their share of burning, setting fires, destroying property, breaking windows. And there's plenty of reports, and we could pull up photos of them with weapons. And when I say weapons, whether they're bottles and bricks or stones or clubs, they're all guilty. If you're going to use violence to try to get your point across, you're going to annihilate at least half the people probably in the country, if not more.
I have a slight beef with what you said because you're talking about freedom of speech should be protected.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, but then you get into a gray area when you talk about hate speech, because hate speech is saying that other people shouldn't have the right to have freedom of speech. So at what point does freedom of speech get go too far, where they're actually saying, you know, that certain kinds of people, certain colored people or people of different religions are inferior, shouldn't have the same rights and things of that nature? Can't freedom of speech go too far?
That's a really good question. It's a great question when you said, where do you draw the line? But as far as, say, freedom of speech and Antifa protesting outside of a venue, they're protesting a conservative speaker. Could be a politician. It could be anyone. They're not preaching violence. They're not preaching hate. They just have a conservative or a different opinion, political view. And for them to go there and cause violence, destroying property, that's a problem. And you know there's a movement right now to try to get them labeled as a terrorist group. And I think they're working their way in that direction, in my opinion. Just my opinion.
Now, you had said there were 6,000
KKK
members.
5,000 to 6,000.
There were also a lot of Nazis. You know, that's a whole different category of hate group. How many Antifa members are there, the actual black, you know, the ones that wear all black? I think it's also a very low number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in any protest, the left protest,
mm-hmm.
I think most, the far vast majority of the people are going to be peaceful. And then, of course, there's always a few idiots. you know, on both sides, the right and left, that take it to extremes, right?
I agree.
Like the guy that drove into the car, with his car, drove into the crowd. Does he represent everybody, all of the, you know, the right-wing Nazis and KKK people's opinion?
Boy, I have no idea. I mean, that's impossible to say. He certainly doesn't represent me, but I condemn all hate groups, no matter where they fall on the political spectrum. Hate is wrong.
Hate is definitely wrong. It wasn't a word allowed in my house, actually. You know,
the word hate?
Hate. You could say fuck, you could say anything you want to say, but you can't say I hate somebody.
You can't say hate this broccoli?
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Mom, I hate this broccoli.
No, they never said that, so I think it was okay. But that's a good point. Huh?
About the broccoli?
Yeah, about the broccoli.
And by the way, if you're listening, you want to call in, it's 609-460-4673. We'd be happy to speak to you, get a question or a comment on our conversation.
Yeah, I mean, the night before, on the Friday night, those guys were going down the street chanting all kinds of stuff. That was really horrible. And I know you don't agree with
they
that.
They were chanting
not at all.
Anti-Semitic
I mean,
stuff was recorded.
For most sensible people would not go along with that. But it's something about Mr. Trump, though, you know? I mean, he's for some reason, he doesn't want to get rid of that part of his fans. He doesn't want to get rid of them. He's got his hand in there, and he said, yeah, well, you know, everybody's hateful. It's definitely wrong to be a KKK. It's definitely wrong to be, you know, a supremacist and all of that. But he gave them a pass, in a sense. He almost gave them a pass.
And, well, it took him 3 days to say that, Vinny.
And I think, you know, he kind of incites his stuff. You know, he really, really by doing. And then what did they say? They said, "Hey, man, thank you, Trump. You know, one for the Gipper." You know.
Well, I tell you how and why I disagree with that, but I can understand why you feel that way. When Obama was president, most people that were like-minded, like me, let's say, to share my views, we thought he was a Muslim radical Islamist sympathizer, and we also thought that he sympathized with Black Lives Matter, and that everything they did, we wanted to link it back to Obama. Right. So I understand that phenomenon, but I think we got to try to sometimes tamper our reaction and the way we look at that, because it's so easy to blame. Like right now, you know, blame Trump. That's what I said earlier. I'm surprised that this hurricane in Texas wasn't blamed on Trump. But I'll tell you one thing I'd really like to talk about, and I guess Russia won't be one of them because that seemed like that's dead.
Only put under the rug.
For now.
Only put under the rug.
Well, we still don't have any hard evidence yet, but here's what I'd really like to talk about is these statues that all of a sudden are a problem that weren't a problem when Obama was in office for 8 years. How do we explain that? And I'll just say this, and I'll throw it out to you guys. The media seems to, and some left-wing politicians, trigger their base to make these issues and cause chaos when it wasn't an issue a month ago 8 months ago.
I think that the reason for that, in a sense, that it really came to a head, was because of this uproar from Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. I think that just put everything like, you know, these guys are really into it. They really want the flag. They want all this stuff. They want to, and it just like starts putting the screws on a lot of people. You know, and I always say that it has to do with the people in that area. I mean, to us up here in the north, it's not as much of an issue. I mean, if we have something up here that we don't, you know, that's up to us. Mm-hmm. That's up to them down there to discuss and to decide what they want. I don't think that having a reminder of slavery, having a reminder of being put under the ground, you know, like being I'm talking slavery and, mm-hmm. and the way people were treated back then, knowing for 200 years ago, and it's not even 200 years ago, that this was the flag that It wasn't the total thing, but it was the flag that incorporated that feeling of hate, that feeling of slavery.
It represents...
That's a good word.
To some people.
But the flag was...
Not to everyone.
The flag was being taken down during the Obama administration. That started way before Trump became president.
Well, I was talking about the frenzy with the statues, with the Confederate statues. You know, they're covering them up. They're taking them down.
Well, the rioting to pull down the statues happened, I agree with the Vinny, after Charlottesville. I don't remember that happening. Well, I remember it happening in Iraq when they were pulling down the statue, you know, in Iraq, but not in the United States.
I know they walked on some of the city halls back in Obama's time to take the flags down.
Yeah, they were definitely taking flags off of different states that had the flag built into their coat of arms and stuff of that nature.
Here's one of the things I find interesting, though. You have, like, Nancy Pelosi... And I think, Rob, you're probably not a big fan of Nancy Pelosi.
No. The whole DNC.
She's now latching on to this Confederate statue thing and using it in a divisive way for political gain. That's wrong. Hillary came out. Hey, here's a woman that talked about one of her mentors who actually was in the KKK. And there's a statue of him in Congress, I believe, Do you know? Are you familiar with who I'm talking about, Rob?
There's a number of statues in the Congress.
And no one's asked to remove that.
Yeah, they're still there.
And they're using this, and it's just divisive. What I'd like to see is our leaders, left or right, be less divisive, because we're all Americans.
Well, this is the climate that has been created.
Agreed.
This has been really created. I mean, it's always been there, but it's really, really been amplified in the last... year and a half. I mean, you know, we've got a divisive man in Trump. He is a divisive guy.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
We thought Obama was divisive. Our side did.
Yeah, I know. But
we didn't riot.
I don't know.
We didn't protest. We accepted that election result.
There was less.
There were brides. He was hung in effigy. I remember. He set on fire and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
He was the birther's question. Where he was born, whether he was African.
Well, I still question where the hell he was born.
Oh, come on.
But if you're listening in Hawaii, I think you're part of the United States. Maybe Steve doesn't.
Yeah.
But no, really. I mean, my side of the political spectrum, we look at Obama and everything that you're laying on Trump now, that's exactly how we viewed Obama.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm talking about being divisive about him.
What was
encouraging? You're saying he's encouraging Nazis and white supremacists.
He is.
There's nothing to benefit. There's no benefit to him doing that at all. As a matter of fact, it's political suicide. He's not.
Work like that, though, Bill.
Steve, Bill.
That's right. That was the last show.
Where did that come
Bill's,
from?
Bill's listening.
Who's Bill? Anyway.
That's all right, Vinny.
There we go. That was
you.
A senior You're moment. That senior moment. I'm sorry about that. But, that's another senior moment. It just flew out the side.
I was talking about how I viewed Obama, and a lot of people viewed Obama as divisive. And, you know.
Divisive in what?
And giving legs to movements like radical Islamists. I mean, he literally had appointees in his cabinet that belonged to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a terrorist organization. People don't talk about that. This Black Lives Matter, when they went out and rioted and burned and turned over cars and attacked police officers, he invited them to the White House. They actually were in the White House with him, and he said, they're doing great work.
When did he say that?
No, absolutely. I'll
not when
that
he saw them burning and looting. No, I don't believe that.
I'll pull that quote up for you. I'll get it for you.
He came prepared.
Steve is now going into his computer. We need a fact check from Dan.
Where's Dan, our fact checker?
I think Obama did everything he could to bring people together. Ooh, I mean, he kept saying, there's no two Americas. There's one America, and we have to work together. He got everybody, when he built his cabinet, there were Republicans in there, and there was Democrats in there. And he tried, but they didn't listen to him because they didn't want him. They did not want him. They wanted him to fail. I mean, that was what's his name? The guy, Jesus Christ. I got to take some more pills. who is he? The Senate leader for the Republicans.
Oh, now you got me.
Yeah, you know.
The guy who looks like a turtle?
Turtle, yeah. I was going to say turtle, Rob.
Yeah, McConnell or something like that. McConnell.
Boy, are we bad.
Yeah.
But he, he said from the very beginning, we want him to fail. I mean, how do you even, everything.
And so did Ted Cruz, and so did a lot of people.
Yeah, they just didn't want, why? Was it because he was black?
Well, actually, if you want to be truthful about this,
yeah,
he's half white and half black.
Well, that's
that
true.
How
do we know that? I think his birth certificate should be shown.
Right. Okay, touche. But that always perplexes me. Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He's
that's
picking up, and they're talking about, you know, this black cause with police and brutality. He's half white, but just if someone's a quarter black, they're all of a sudden African American or you know, black to us. They never said Obama.
Did you ever check your DNA?
I have not. I'm afraid to, Vinny. I'm afraid to, Vinny.
who did I find out that they're African in there? It's, but you know, but that's besides the point. Yeah. Okay. The guy, people who have African blood in, doesn't even matter if they're white or black. I could see white guys doing the same thing, going down on the knee and saying, you know, there's a whole lot of reasons why people will not salute the flag. And it's been.
Yeah, but does politics belong in sports?
Yes.
Does politics belong in entertainment?
I don't think so.
It is.
And I'll tell
how could
you,
it not be
it
entertainment?
It is, but does it belong there? Because a lot of people think that, you know, let's keep it pure.
You're not separating that anymore. That horse has left the stable. You think they can separate not so much in politics, but
of course, the entertainers have been political for a long, long time, and mostly liberal. But now it's becoming more and more a sports thing.
Well, here's the thing: sports is all about it's business.
Entertainment.
It is entertainment. It's all about the money, and
that's right.
That's the way it is. If I owned, we'll talk about Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys. He will not allow anyone to kneel during the national anthem on his football team. You work for me. This is him.
Right.
You work for me.
Yeah.
This is a business.
Mm-hmm.
You have to represent our company, our business,
yeah,
in a way which we can be proud of.
Right.
You can go on talk shows. You can do whatever you want and talk about. But on this field, when they're singing the national anthem, you must stand. That's within his right as an employer to do that.
Personally, I think that's fair, Vinny.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, let me just circle back. Vinny put me on the spot. I just wanted to say it was Senator Robert Byrd who was in the KKK.
Oh, I remember Byrd.
And there's a statue of him.
But he's Republican.
Virginia.
No.
He's
no,
a Democrat.
No.
I remember.
And there's
him.
A statue of him. And no, not Pelosi.
Of Byrd?
Not Hillary. No one's talking about taking it down.
Well, of course, and then the president made a pretty interesting point, which is that are you going to take down, you know, like Washington had slaves and Jefferson had slaves. That was the way it was during their period of time. And actually, people from the ultra left actually, I saw them on TV saying, yeah, we should remove any references to George Washington and Jefferson because they had slaves.
Yeah,
well, I saw that being argued.
Let me say this.
Washington, I think it was the father of the country.
I think it was Thomas Sowell who said this. He said, talking about slavery, blacks were enslaved many, many years ago, not because they were black. They were enslaved because they were available for the trade, okay?
Mm, okay?
Before they were slaves, thousands of years before they were slaves, Asians enslaved Europeans. Europeans enslaved other Europeans. That's still going on today. And one of the biggest...
They treated the Irish like crap when they came to this country.
No question. And, you know, I'll say this. I'm Irish and Italian. We still haven't had an Italian president yet. Think about that.
Oh, man.
When I went to school...
Cuomo, man. He should have made it.
Vinny, you're a paisan.
Cuomo.
When I went to school in Kansas, I could tell you, being Italian took on a whole different meaning. We were looked at as like greaseballs. Uh-huh. Oh, you're Italian. You're like they're middle America. I was looked at differently. Not that I was treated. They treated me very nice.
Uh-huh.
But in conversations, you would hear things about the mafia, you know, just that whole thing. But
Well, that's what they were.
But getting back to the slavery thing, in North Africa right now, blacks are enslaving other blacks. In the Middle East, India is guilty of it too, of the slave trade. It's been going on since the beginning of time. No one has been safe from it throughout the history of our world.
But this is
but it's still wrong.
It's still something that we should not allow
people to have freedom of speech to encourage.
Well, I think with the statue thing, why try to be a revisionist and rewrite our history? We should know about those shrines. Those statues aren't for slavery. You know, just because that person may have owned slaves at one time because it was, quote-unquote, acceptable back then, there's a lot of other reasons that statue exists, whomever it's of.
They fought for slavery.
In Germany, they don't have statues of Nazis.
It was a treasonous thing, too. It was breaking away from the United States.
Right. Well, speaking of, you said fighting against slavery or for slavery.
Yeah.
You do know it was the Republicans that freed the slaves and fought.
Well,
the Democrats. So
parties,
let's admit
parties
this.
Have evolved.
The Democrats were the party of slavery, and the Republicans, you got to give them credit for that, are the ones that fought them and to free the slaves.
It's truly true.
Yeah,
it's true. And, Lincoln was a Republican.
Pardon me?
Lincoln was a Republican.
I was just going to say. Now, did we take down Lincoln, his statue?
Well, no, he never owned slaves. So.
Yeah, and he also freed the slaves, so to speak.
But what about my argument that Germany doesn't have any Nazi statues?
It's interesting, Rob. I never heard that before, but yeah, that's a very interesting point.
That's true. The only thing they have, Auschwitz, they keep that to show you how awful it was when they gassed all those millions of people, innocent people. But they don't have any statues of Hitler or Goering or any of the even minor officials.
Speaking of Hitler, can we please just agree that it's wrong to compare Trump to Hitler? I heard that on the radio coming up here to the show today, where people were calling in that are anti-Trump and equating him to Hitler. That's wrong.
He reminds me of Mussolini more than Hitler.
Oh, come on, Rob.
I mean, he has the qualities.
He's a fascist.
He is a fascist.
He doesn't believe in freedom of speech.
He doesn't believe in
freedom of the press.
He would change the press to be whatever he wants.
If you don't agree with
him,
it's fake news, right?
It's fake news.
I'm with him on
the
press
issue.
And that he has not had a favorable press at all. If it wasn't for one station,
Fox,
that's the only one that supports him. And as I said before on our last show,
how could you support this guy?
Well, half the country does. Not half the country. Well, hey, listen.
Less than half the country.
Obama
has 37% of 34%.
We talked about this last time. That's the same polls that said Hillary was going to win in a landslide.
He's got the lowest approval rating since Gerald Ford.
Come on, at this time in his presidency, you're going to trust that information?
I don't trust polls no matter what.
I don't either.
But it is true that he has caused so much division. He is the one who starts all this stuff.
The press
just works on what he has to say. When he tells a woman that, you know, you can go over, and he grabs them and it's okay.
Well,
how about
Bill Clinton having a cigar fest in the White House?
Okay, yes. Okay.
Do you condemn that?
Huh?
Do you condemn that?
I think it was messed up, sure.
Okay.
But it wasn't as outrageous as what Trump does.
Oh, it's worse. He was a married man, and he's having an affair with a woman that
so
just turned 18.
Wasn't Trump married when he grabbed people?
We're going to go to a real quick break, and we have a lot more to talk about. There's a bunch of other topics that I want to bring up, and I'm sure Steve has got some pretty decent arguments against my point of view on those, too. So stand by for just a real short announcement. We'll be right back with Tripartisan Radio.
I'm Deirdre Anderson with Delish Catering.
And I'm Laura Mangone from Chamberswap Cafe and Catering.
And we'd like you to join us on Food for Thought. What do we talk about, Laura? We talk about restaurants. We talk about
pet peeves.
Bitchy hostesses.
All sorts of food-related items.
All sorts of food stuff, and sometimes not so much food stuff. We go off on segues, but we have a lot of fun, don't we?
Absolutely.
So join us on Food for Thought.
PANJRadio.com, 1 o'clock weekdays.
PANJ Radio serves the Delaware River towns of Lambertville, New Jersey, and New Hope, Pennsylvania, as well as surrounding counties Bucks, Hunterdon, and Mercer. Now, there's a great new app for your smartphone to help you get the best deals in Lambertville and New Hope, including restaurant discounts, plus a handy directory of everything happening here, a calendar of events like live musical performances and gallery openings, and listings on everything from where to get the best pizza to the best parking spot. You can download the app for free in no time by searching for Lambertville New Hope on your smartphone's app page. But there's more. Got a business you'd like advertised on the app? Have we got a deal for you? Just go to lnhapp.com, click Choose Your Plan, then submit coupon code PANJRadio. Our code will save you the $39.99 setup charge. Once again, go to www.lnhapp.com and click the Choose Your Plan, then add the coupon code PANJRadio to save the $39.99 setup charge on your business listing. The cost to promote your business on the LNH app is just $9.99 per month or $100 for the entire year. And remember, downloading and using the app is absolutely free. And by using the PANJ Radio code, you pay no setup charge. It's our way of thanking you for listening to PANJ Radio, your Delaware River Town's community radio station.
Yes, Rob Bell, we're back at Tripartisan Radio, and you know, I just checked, we have quite a few listeners here, but I think they're a little shy, so I'm going to encourage you to call in if you like to 609-460-4673, and we're going to be talking about some more stuff, and I want to put Steve right on the fence. Actually, I'm going to put him on the border wall.
Oh, boy.
Now the Donald says that the U.S. government's got to pay for the border wall, and otherwise it's going to shut down government. That's pretty much exactly 180 degrees different from what he said when he was running, isn't it?
Okay, sure. And you can evolve. Your opinion can evolve. Your policy can evolve. And that's kind of an evolution. However, the wall's a funny thing because what's the immigration, the illegal immigration down? I know, Vinny, you don't like that word illegal because we're all humans, but every country has borders and boundaries. And honestly, if you went into it, most countries illegally, you would end up in prison. Here, it's completely different. You get food, you get housing, you get health care, you get it all. So, hell, if I wasn't an American and I lived south of the border, I'd be here too. Hook or crook, I'd be here. But
against them because they're taking away American jobs? Because, well, in my opinion, they do all the heavy lifting that Americans don't want to do.
Anytime you break the law.
Well, of course, anybody that breaks the law should be kicked out of the country. I think even Vinny would agree with that.
Entering the country illegally is breaking the law. Just like if we went to Mexico, boy, they wouldn't be nearly as friendly or kind to us. We'd probably end up in a jail for about 2 years. I think that's what it is, somewhere like that.
If we snuck in without a passport.
Try sneaking into Russia. Try sneaking into most of the countries around the world. You're going to end up in prison. Here, it's like you hit the lottery. Well, it can be, because where else can you go and say, okay, I got health care now. Hey, my wife's pregnant.
Who has health care?
She's going to the hospital. And
she goes to the emergency room.
She's going to the emergency room. That's right, Vinny. And here's what's going to happen. Let's say that child is born premature. There's issues. And that medical bill exceeds $1 million. The hospital does it, and the taxpayers pay it. That's a pretty good deal for an immigrant that just came to the country, let's say, 3 weeks ago, illegally. Brought his wife in. She gave birth to the child here.
It's relatively theoretical what you're saying.
No. Happens all the time.
Have you documented this?
Happens all the time.
$1 million hospital bills?
Well, we can go over a million. I think I told you the guy I played college basketball with had a set of twins, that were very premature. His medical bill exceeded $1 million. They were.
So what you're saying is
that, and he had no insurance and didn't pay a penny.
We should build that wall, regardless of who pays for it.
And nobody's coming through that wall anyway. That the immigration has gone down.
It's down. It's down by 47 or 45%.
So what would be the point?
And it went down during the Obama administration, by the way.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like
and
going,
he kicked out a lot of people.
Like not like it was going up during
the
Obama administration.
We have to watch it just because, you know, we have to watch it. I don't think that it's a problem. I don't think that it's a problem. I think bad people are bad people. People are desperate. They become more of a challenge, of a thing. But if we can, you know, if we could just understand that we have the blessing to be such an incredible nation that we have more money than anybody in the world, more attributes and resources. Why can't we, you know, do what we've been doing and allowing people to come in to take whatever they have to do to get themselves revive the system, not just put the wall up and say you can't come in. As far as people getting health care and stuff like that, everybody should have health care. Everybody, no one should be without health care. This is, I think this, in this country and in most countries, they do that. So why not allow, I mean, this is the argument that everybody gives. They're taking everything from us. God damn it, they're coming in and they're ripping us off. They're not. They're trying to.
Because the government doesn't generate
any
money
real
other
hard.
Than through taxation.
But they work. They work. They come here and they work real hard.
And a lot of them don't pay tax. They send their cash back to Mexico Western Union. It happens all the time. There's a boatload of them in my town that does that. They'll stand out on the corner. You can if you need five laborers for the day, you get them.
Well, you know what? We have a president.
You have to pay him
cash.
We
have a president that doesn't pay taxes, and his taxes are worth a hell of a lot.
He paid more in taxes in 2015. I'll pull it up for you.
It was 2005.
2005.
It wasn't 2015.
No, he didn't show anything.
Yes. I'll pull it up for you. Give me a second.
He never released his taxes.
On this one.
He never released this.
No.
Yes, he did. Yes,
when
he
did he do this?
I'm going to pull it
up. He released
his
taxes.
I'll let you know. Hang tight.
Breaking news here on Tripartisan Radio.
Where the hell's that
We
Dan?
Have Trump's taxes.
He
got this from Fox, you know.
He looked
into the Fox
Road. He's talking about the two-page summary, not the breakdown.
Well, by the way, we talked about this too before. You know, the tax code. And how complicated it is. I think we talked about this. You know, Trump wants it to be one page where you don't need an accountant to fill it out. For Americans, not for corporations.
I'd be into that.
How about me? So could you support that?
What?
Simplifying the tax code where it's one page only, not front and back, and anyone can fill it out. You don't need to go to an accountant. You don't need an attorney. You can fill that son of a gun out.
I don't know if it's possible. It depends on what the rules are. I mean, there's so many rules that and regulations in there that people want to get.
Well, it's an overbloated bureaucracy
with a lot of loopholes for rich people.
A lot of loopholes for the rich.
I don't see a lot of loopholes for a lot of people. I see, the way I look at it,
there's a lot of people that avoid the system altogether. And I have a family member that does. Hasn't paid tax in 40 years.
Mm. Uh-huh.
40.
Yeah. Mm. But you know what happens if you don't pay taxes? My aunt, she never paid taxes because she worked for my uncle. Always got paid under the table for most of her life. I think she might have paid taxes when she had a beauty parlor or something like that. But for the most of her life, she didn't pay taxes. She got nothing at the end of the year. Social Security wasn't there, mm-hmm. you know. And that's their karma.
At the end of her life,
when you do that,
yeah.
It's the karma that you don't pay taxes. That's what happens. There's nothing there. But I think that taxes are important because
if the rich people paid their fair share, we could balance the budget in no time. But here's the irony: when you have Republican administrations, the budget, the federal deficit goes up, and when you have Democrats in office, the federal deficit goes down, which is the exact opposite of what Republicans claim happens. Look at the record.
Okay, let me say this about the rich paying their fair share. I think we may have touched on this last time. If you're going to tax a corporation at 34%, and they can go to Ireland and pay 12%, where do you think they're going to set up their headquarters? In Ireland, which thousands of them have left America to go do that. Now, they may still have a factory here, they may have offices here, but their headquarters, where their tax, where their corporate tax is going to be paid, is in Ireland. What Trump's trying to do is, hey, let's repatriate that tax dollar.
Or tax the crap out of them, right, when they try to sell goods from Ireland back into the United States.
He wants to get those companies back in America, get your headquarters back here, we'll charge you 15% instead of 35%. Now, what would you do? My point is, 15% of something is better than zero of nothing.
But it doesn't help us.
Or 100% of nothing.
It doesn't help us. And it won't be nothing because they need this country to do their work. Look, Trump has his
people. Well, they don't have to be located here.
Trump has his businesses overseas.
Well, most successful businesses, big corporations have, they're international.
He hasn't pulled them back.
Now they're international.
He hasn't pulled them back.
Well,
he hasn't even thought about it.
Well, Vinny, it all depends on where the corporate headquarters is. That's where you pay the tax to. So if it's an American corporate headquarters, they tax their tax on the American rate. That's who they pay their corporate tax to.
Right.
So the companies that have fled because they want to save themselves 20%.
Yeah, but if they're doing business in the United States, you could just slap an import tax.
Well, you could,
and I think
that
Donald
could do that.
Trump has said that.
However, you know, we're not the biggest purchaser anymore of goods and services like we used to be. I mean, that's going to China now. Well, China consumes far more than we do. I mean, they're a lot bigger than us too, you know, population wise.
Yeah, a lot bigger, but it's a whole nother thing, taxes in this country, because people. It's all you hear is the Republicans saying we want to get rid of taxes, we want to get rid of government, and yet they build all these things up. I mean, they tried, but it doesn't work because we are a country that has to stand together. You know, we are a country that has to help each other, and I think there's really a very selfish attitude. The people, you know, I was talking to someone in my family the other day, and they said, "I don't want to pay for that. I don't want to pay for this one. I don't want to pay for that one. I don't want to pay taxes for this person or that person." And it's like that's a selfish thing, selfish way to look. We should be able to see that we're all part of it. I mean, look, there's a tragedy going on in Texas. Everybody's pitching in. Nobody's asking for a dime, but they're going to go down there. Just like when we had the thing here, people from their heart, they do things. And we should be that. This country should really work with that.
Of course, a lot of those Texas legislators voted against aid during Hurricane Sandy.
That's right.
How about this? This is an interesting fact. Heard this on the way up here on the radio. Hmm. Do you know Texas, a Republican-led state, by the way, has $10 billion put aside over the years for, quote-unquote, a rainy day fund? They're well prepared. I don't think Illinois is. I know California is.
The Texas economy's been booming the whole time.
$10 billion they put aside for something like this.
So they don't need federal aid.
By the way, Rob, you
were
right.
Is that what you're
saying? Wait, you were right. It was 2005, but Trump paid, just for that year, $38 million. Name one president or one politician that paid $38 million in 1 year.
That's because he's a bad businessman.
No, come on. Now, see, if Trump came out for oxygen, the liberals would suffocate themselves.
So just for the record, just on the record, you're okay with Trump flip-flopping on who's paying for the wall?
Well, I don't look
because he ran on Mexico's paying for the wall.
I don't look at it as flip-flopping. I don't think we've ever had a politician, or certainly not a president, that made promises and could stick to every promise they make. Right? I mean, there's not
one. No, you're right.
That was a major promise.
That was
right up there with Hillary's going to jail.
I'm going to flip back to Obama just for a second, and I'm not saying because Obama did it, you know, it's okay for Trump too. That's not what I'm saying. But Obama was talking about we have to get out of these wars. He put more guys in more countries for battle than Bush did. It's just, you know, but he ran on, hey, we can't be doing this, we can't be nation building, we can't be fighting these wars. And
But he did pull people out.
He pulled out way too soon in Afghanistan.
Ah, that's what she said.
He did catch up Khomeini, right? He caught Khomeini. No, he messed up the Middle East, especially Syria, Obama. He completely messed mm-hmm. that up. A lot of deaths, a lot of lives because of his waffling.
You know, the confidence and the power that this man said, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and it's going to be simple. And now all you hear from is, who knew? Who knew?
Who knew healthcare was so complicated was a famous quote of his.
By the way, I want to take a second, Rob and Vinny. I got just got a text, and we have a listener from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Listen, hey, shout out.
Thank you, Ted.
Say hello to Marco Rubio for us.
Oh, God.
So let's talk about, both senior senators, well, both senators are Republicans in Arizona, and they're both against Sheriff Arpaio being pardoned before he goes through the criminal process. How do you feel about Donald's decision to...
I love Sheriff Joe. And I think he was crucified under that Obama administration because he basically was following the law. But Obama said, you cannot deport these illegals. You cannot see all these people on a corner that's just across the border and then search them because they look Hispanic, even though they were all illegals. And Sheriff Joe kept doing what he was been doing. That's why he got in trouble. Obama has pardoned. Well, let's see. He emptied Gitmo. 90% of those guys, or 80% of them, returned to the battlefield. Kill our soldiers.
Where do we get these figures? Where's Dan Young?
We need a spell checker. Yeah.
Facts are a very pesky thing to my liberal friends.
No,
they do not like facts, man. They do not.
Very pesky to the liberals?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the last show, Vinny put me on the spot and asked for something. And, Rob, did I provide it to you later? I sent Rob something a few days later. I said, this is what I was telling Vinny. We said, where did you get that figure? By the way, it was talking about the temperature change. And I said, it was 0.01. It was 0.10. It's not even a degree. And, Rob, I sent you that link and that study. What I'm saying is I'm not going to be throwing out numbers that I can't back up. I'm telling you about 80% of the people they released from Gitmo, and there's reports on this. Government report, return to the battlefield.
I would like to see that. I'd like to see those reports. And from who? I mean, this is one of the problems.
See, if you don't like what it says, you're going to question who said it.
But that's true. No, we should question it no matter who.
Good, I agree.
No matter
with that.
What. It has to be questioned. And I was talking to one of my passengers in the car today about that. And he was saying how you can't trust any part of the media, because they're all out for their own money. They're looking for the ratings. They're looking for the sensational thing. They're not, and you have to really look deep for people to get the right stuff. And it's just not in CNN, and it's not in Fox, mm-hmm. and it's in the people that are going through this. That's what you have to see, the authentic part of people that are going through these things, living in the war zone. People that have experienced these guys coming out of Gizmo and say, hey, guys, I'll see you back on the war field. I mean, I don't...
Vinny, I completely agree with everything you just said.
There's nothing I could... to me, it's all... That's why I have to go by my own
your gut, instinct.
Yeah, my own feeling about life, basically life. But what I say is I'm a trusting soul because, you know, I'm good. I'm good. I mean, I'm good with God. I'm good with the world. I'm good with myself. I know where I'm at. And if, you know, this guy's going to rip me off, take it. You know, It must be more important to him than it is to me.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, Vin, and I can tell you your heart's in the right place, and you're a good man, even though we just don't agree on politics. That's, as I told you before, that will never, ever stop me from liking you.
That's right. We're always going to respect each other. Shouldn't be. We should be able to discuss.
Let me just go back to the pardon thing just for a second. So if you looked at who Obama pardoned, who Hillary pardoned, those things, they're not even close to what Sheriff Joe did. You're talking about drug dealers. You're talking about some were murderers. You're talking about some really seedy people that have been pardoned. And as a matter of fact, I think the pardons for Obama exceeded 1,000. And I know Vin's going to want to know where I got that number, so I'm going to pull it up for him, whether we're on air or off air.
I know he pardoned a lot of people.
Yes.
Pardons are never popular.
No.
And usually presidents wait till the end of their term.
So
they don't do it in the first 6-7 months of their term.
Yeah. That's Trump. And he's not going to run from that, just like he's going to say whatever he's thinking on his, you know, what's on his mind.
But if you're in the federal justice system and you see that he has no respect for your institution at all, that he doesn't even want you to go through the process, you know, what does that say to a separation of powers? You know, he thinks that he's like a fiefdom here.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, both Republican senators in Arizona felt like the process should have continued. You think that McCain is a liberal Democrat?
Oh, McCain's a rhino. He's absolutely, you know what a rhino is, right? Republican in name only. He's absolutely a rhino and has been for years. There's no question. Hey, now, Vinny laughs,
but to people from
my ilk, we all have felt that for years, and it's coming to fruition. I mean, the guy's a rhino. And keep this in mind. This is one of the reasons I said I support Trump. I like Trump. I like that he's not a typical politician. He's not a career politician. I hope the next president doesn't come out of our political system. But I hope he comes from somewhere outside the system.
I understand people liking his charisma. I don't know, but I mean because he doesn't care. He doesn't care what anybody says. He's just going to do what he wants to do. But what the is he going to want to do? What does he really want to do? I mean, he wants to,
He
wants to dismantle the government because
that's what the left wants. The left, and especially Antifa, they hate our country.
There is truth to that, but it's like he doesn't do it with a heart. He doesn't have a heart, man. He's a tin man.
I disagree with that.
He's a tin man.
He's employed so many minorities
and
in serious positions.
And he's thrown out people from apartments that he lived in.
And he stiffs all his contractors, Steve.
Hold on.
He stiffs his contractors.
The people that live in his apartments, we shouldn't say all and every,
because that's a tough one. I mean, I'm sure he didn't stiff all his contractors. But let me say this. There's video on social media, you can pull up right now of Jesse Jackson praising Trump and the NCAAP praising Trump for what he's done for minorities in New York. Going back, now that he's the president and he's a political figure and he's part of the right, not the left, they're just slaughtering the man.
Well, that could be said for Trump, though.
He won an award for what he's done in the black community, along with a lot of black leaders.
When was that?
I don't know about that.
I don't know any black leaders that would to support this guy, especially when he was a landlord that didn't care about the people that didn't have money.
Do you know how many blacks support Trump right now? Do you think every black in this country doesn't like Trump?
I saw one guy back there. You're right. There was that one guy who had a big shirt on, Blacks for Trump. That's the only guy I saw in the thing. Anytime you see pictures of him with people, there isn't one person of color in there. Well, maybe one.
I've seen a few videos of a person of color that like Trump.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've seen him on the internet.
Yeah, Carson, right? What's his name? Carson?
Carson Daly?
No.
I don't know.
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson, yeah.
Oh, Ben Carson, yeah.
Yeah, he's there.
Okay, let's just go with this. Herschel Walker, Ben Carson. Let's go with Stacey Dash, Mike Tyson, Kanye West.
Kanye West, I don't know about Floyd Mayweather.
I saw Kanye West going into the... There was footage of him going into a meeting with Trump.
Terrell Owens?
Well, he invited a lot of people to the... He invited... Well, what, the vice president, the one who's in charge of the...
That guy with the spiky hair represents boxers? What's his name?
Oh, Don King.
Yeah, Don King is a huge supporter. Yeah.
Listen,
we've been working together for years.
My point is...
Two con men working together.
I'm not trying to tally anything up, but my point is there are a lot of blacks that, believe it or not, support him. You're just
not
familiar with
them. You're
not
going to say a lot. There are some.
There's plenty.
There are some. There's some blacks. I never see at one of his rallies black people in there. Or if you can, they're very spotty out there. He's just not. He's not for the people. He's for the bankers.
No, he's for half the country. He's for half of us. He brought the middle-class working people into his fold.
The people don't even know.
He has the backing of the police union, and he has the backing of the military. They love him. You can't say that about Obama. They did not. The police and the military did not like Obama, and vice versa. He did not
like Hillary either.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not
true. You guys agree to disagree on this? Well, we got a few minutes left, Steve. What else is there? Anything else that you wanted to touch on?
Well, you folks out there listening won't be able to see this, but I'm getting ready to show Vinny a picture of Donald Trump right now receiving an award with Muhammad Ali, Rosa Parks, the Ellis Island Medal of Honor Award.
How many years ago?
Doesn't matter.
That's when he was a Democrat.
Yeah. If he's a Democrat, he's a good guy. Republican,
he was never a good guy.
He's evil.
He was never a good guy. He. That's when he was a Democrat. He played the game. He played the game because it was worth it for him.
Let me say this.
And it's only because it's worth it for him.
Do you think Trump is a far right president?
No.
I'm glad you said that.
I do.
No,
I do. He supports bigotry.
He's no.
Well,
he supports
the right wing.
No. Trump.
He's against the right to choose.
Is the most liberal Republican president we've had in a long time.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
He's very, very liberal. He's not your liberal. Like I'm just saying, like what you guys would like to see, but he's more liberal in many ways than maybe a lot of conservatives would like to see. So.
Well, what about W? I mean, W was in the recent past. He was pretty moderate.
Yeah, he was.
You know what I mean? You think that Trump is more liberal than W?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. The thing is, when you start when he's involved in this, the policies of the Republican Party, no way you can call him liberal. No way. And when he starts coming down and cutting off funds for this, for that, for the other thing. I just got my card, my senior citizen card, for the national parks. I went to see, what's his name's home there? Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, yeah, you're up
I went to see his home, and I got a card, which means I can go into the national parks. If Trump doesn't take away all the fundings for the national parks.
Let me say something.
Because that's what he wants to do.
Not really, but let me say something about that. So when Obama was president and we were under the sequester, you know, he shut down the national parks. You could not go visit him. You couldn't see him. You couldn't go to the Vietnam Memorial in D.C. They put guards out there and stopped veterans in wheelchairs from seeing that.
Why was this?
During the sequester, when the government shut down under Obama. So I live right outside of Valley Forge Park.
When did the government...
Was that the Republicans that shut down the government?
No, Obama. Because you guys aren't even government. Up to this. Goodness.
Well, the second
you
4 years...
You guys got to get on this. Wait,
the
wait.
Democrats so, wait. Did not control the House.
Listen to me. So Obama, with his executive orders, shuts down all the national parks to make Americans feel the pain of the sequester because we couldn't agree on a budget. I live outside Valley Forge Park. I drive through there every day. Maybe there's one or two park rangers. During that time when he said, hey, can't go through the parks, we don't have any money for this, they had triple and quadruple the amount of park rangers there to stop us from walking through an open trails and parks that we walk through every day.
Well,
they
were
arresting people.
How is it now, though?
That's crazy.
How is it when he left? It's working, isn't it?
What's working?
The parks. Everything
the
is.
The parks have always worked.
Yeah, I know, but there's
but
no restrictions.
They're overfunded. No,
how could they be overfunded?
Overfunded. I think we're running out of time.
Well,
right
yeah, we ran out of time.
That's our next show.
Okay, that'd be good. That'll
well,
be
that
good.
Was a spirited debate, guys, and I think it was very interesting. And once again, I just wanted to give a shout out to our sponsor, Puro Cleanse. Pure Cleanser utilizes the latest technology to eliminate all odors from vehicles and completely sanitize the interior. So call today, 1-844-636-7911. That's www.puroclenz.com. And thanks a lot for having a friendly conversation, Steve and Vinny.
And yourself.
And yourself, Rob. You do a great job. Thank you.
Thanks. And hopefully everybody will tune in again for the next Tripartisan Radio. Thanks for listening, guys.
No, I have to.